اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, so respected brothers and sisters, welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem with the students of Sevier International School. And these sessions, as you know, okay. Yeah, these sessions, as you know, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio and also in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks and especially the students of Sevier International School. So let's recite a salawat and start our class. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. So take a look at Surah An-Naba. The first ayah is amma yatasaalun. There is one alif, right?
Mm-hmm.
One alif. Yatasaalun. Does it have any harakat?
Just mad.
So it means it is used. It is used to stretch the sound. Okay. It is used to stretch the sound. يتساءلون. But look after يتساء, there is one Hamza.
Yes.
So the Hamza has a harakat.
Yeah.
Okay. يتساءلون. Go to the next ayah. We will come back and talk more. Okay. عنين. عنيلنابا. Right?
Yes.
So there is one alif and lam. On the top of alif, look. What
it's
do you
صاد.
See? Front of صاد. The head of صاد. Yes.
Alif قط.
Yeah. So remember, no. This is the sign of alif. Or Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul
Wasl.
Hamzatul Wasl is written this way.
Can I say what it means?
Hamzatul Wasl is written this way. Go to the next one. Naba. There is one alif.
Yes.
But at the bottom of alif, there is one Hamza.
Yes.
And it has a kasra.
Yes.
So is it alif now or Hamza?
It's Hamzatul Qat.
Hamzatul Qat. Okay, now you understood the shape or the form.
Can I say what it means?
Yes. Hamzatul Wasl.
Hamzatul Wasl is the. Is one alif that has sad on it, and the before letter should be connected to the next letter.
It means Hamzatul Wasl means Hamza that connects.
Yes. And Hamzatul Qat that has its own harakat by the Hamza.
Hamzatul Qat, it means you have to, for example, when you say Anin Nabai Nabil Azim, no. You have to stop your voice here, cut your voice, okay, and pronounce the Hamza. Nabil Azim, no. Cut your voice, say the Hamza. Stop and say the Hamza. Naba il azim. Hamza tul qat means you cut the voice, okay? And you stop there and you have to pronounce the Hamza.
When it says, it says, I need.
What?
No. It says, an, and then, but there's an alif and nam. So that means the noon, you don't pronounce alif and nam. It says, an il naba il azim.
And this is the sun letters.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, we have learned sun letters and moon letters, yes?
Yes.
So that makes it easy. So remember one thing, that alif and lam, no matter it's sun letters on or moon letters, okay?
Yes.
So alif and lam, the alif of the alif and lam, that's always Hamzatul
Wasl. Yes.
Always Hamzatul Wasl. There is one thing. So we learned how to identify them, yes? Hamzatul Wasl comes with the front of or the head of Sad, the first part of Sad on the top of it. But Hamzatul Qata' has a Hamza alif with a Hamza and a Harakat.
Yes.
So what does it mean? Hamzatul Wasl means sometimes you skip it, okay? Mostly you skip it. But when it's needed, you have to put a Harakat. You change it to Hamzatul Qata', okay?
When?
And you say. Inshallah, we'll talk about it.
In next ayah, Hamzatul Wasl
Yes. Again, we have Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes, but it's the first.
Yeah.
We should read
here.
Allazi.
Yeah. But if you connect the previous ayah with this, you skip it. Anin naba'il 'azim alladhi. You skip that alif. Yes? Okay. So the sign you have learned. Now, let's go to the next difference between these two, okay? Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat'. Remember that Hamzatul Wasl always comes at the beginning of the words.
What?
Always comes at the beginning of the words.
But Hamzatul Qat' don't.
But Hamzatul Qat', it is a part or a letter in the word.
It can come at first.
And you have to pronounce it.
So it can come first. It can come
Hamzatul Qat'?
Yeah.
It comes at the beginning, it comes at the middle, or at the end.
Anymore.
Yes. For example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ
أَحَدْ.
Hamza. Yes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Next one. كُفُ.
One.
Sometimes you recite كُفُ أَن. Yes.
كُفُ أَن.
Like عَنِ النَّبَأَ. نَبَأَ. Hamza at the end.
نَبَأَ.
Hamza at the end. Yes.
Yes.
جِئَ. جَاءَ. So Hamzatul Qat' can come at any part of the word.
Yes,
but Hamzatul Wasl always comes at the beginning of the words. Understood? This is the second difference.
Yes,
okay?
Like verse
look,
6.
Go to Suratul Naba. Take a look.
R.
Anin Naba'il Azim. So we have two alif. We have Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat'. Anin Naba. So an Naba is one word, yes?
Yes.
So where is the Hamzatul Wasl?
Hamzatul Wasl is
at the beginning.
Yes.
At the beginning. But where is Hamzatul Qat'?
At the end. But I have a question. Hamzatul Wasl every time come with lam?
No. Sometimes it comes with lam, sometimes it does not come with lam, okay? So it is different. You know what? Inshallah, I think you have not, you don't know about the verbs, articles, and nouns in Arabic.
We know.
You know?
First noun will come at the first.
No.
So what is level 2 about?
What?
Level
2
about the rest of the topics
like
that were left. Yeah. No, Hamzatul Was, Hamzatul Qad, some attributes of the letters, okay? There
and
are not much left, okay?
And Adgham.
No, Adgham will be after level 2. Inshallah, and
Tajweed
will stop. Okay, we'll do it.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So go to the next ayah. الذي So Hamzatul Wasl, yes?
Yes.
Next ayah. كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ.
Yes, the first.
Hamzatul Wasl or Qata? Qata at the beginning.
Yes.
Great. So does it have harakat or no?
Yes, it does.
Oh, the next ayah. Look at the next part of this ayah. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ. So we have two alif.
Yes.
One is Hamzatul Wasl, one is Hamzatul Qata. Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning.
Yeah.
Arudha, right? Al Arudha. So it is with lam. Al. It is always with a lam, yes?
Every
next
time?
One, Arud.
Every so it, time?
No, in nouns. In nouns, okay? In nouns. Remember those words, okay, that they start with alif and lam, they are nouns. They are nouns. For example, Al Arud, Al Sama, Al Shams, Al Qamar, Allah, Al Kitab.
Allah?
Al-Masjid, yes, they are nouns, okay, in Arabic.
Al-Insan.
Al-Insan, noun.
Al-Pakistan,
it's not in the Quran. So, Alam naj'ali al-arudha, so one alif, Hamzatul Wasl, one Hamzatul Qat'a. Hamzatul Qat'a, arudha, right? Bihada wal-jibala al-jibal, yes? Awtada, again we have. So, the second difference is? About the position.
Yes.
So Hamzatul Wasl always comes at the beginning and Hamzatul Qat always comes?
At the middle or end?
No,
in any part. Always comes in any part. Okay? It can either take a position at the beginning of the word. It has the ticket, okay? Full ticket. Okay? It can come at the beginning, middle or end.
Yes, all the permission to go.
Okay. So, that is the second difference. So, let's review the first difference of Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat' was about the shape.
Yes.
So Hadi Hamzatul Wasl comes with what?
Hamzatul Waslam. No.
Hamzatul Wasl? No, the shape of Hamzatul Wasl.
It has like the front, head of.
Yeah, the first part of the Saad or the head or the. Or the front of Saad, yes. On the top of that alif. That is Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
So Hamzatul Qad min Hal Hussein?
Hamzatul Qad comes the same as shape with Hamzatul Wasl. But it does a different thing. The different thing is that it has a harakat and we have to read it.
Oh, it can take a harakat.
No,
or
the shape is not like this.
Yeah, the shape is like alif, but instead of that head of Saad, it has the head of Ayn there. Yeah. It's called Hamza.
Hamza, yes.
It's called Hamza, okay? So, that is the first difference. The second difference, Mahdi?
The second difference...
is about the? The position. The position of the Hamzatul Wasl or Hamzatul Qad and the words.
So, basically...
So, Hamzatul Wasl comes?
Hamzatul Wasl?
Yeah. Comes at the...
It comes with... Lam.
With lam, yeah. It comes with lam sometimes. But it comes at the beginning of the words.
Yes.
Hamzatul Qad comes...
Everywhere.
Anywhere, okay? Everywhere. So remember, one thing I have to tell you now. If you have Hamzatul Wasl with lam, when you want to start at the word, okay? You want to start from the word that has Hamzatul Wasl and lam, okay? You have to put a harakat of fatha. Not kasra, not dhamma. Do not say illadhi when you start.
Alladhi.
Don't say ulladhi. Say what?
Alladhi.
Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalif. All right? For example, arda. Al-arda. Do not say ul-arda. Il-arda. Al-arda. Right? Hamzatul wasl. In with lam, okay, it always takes a fatha. Understood?
Yes. Without lam?
So if it's not, it is without lam, okay? This is alif lam is called the article. Like the. When we say the earth in Arabic, they say al-arab.
Al.
The book, they say
al-kitab.
Al-kitab.
No.
Okay? The sun, in Arabic we say ash-shams. The moon, al-qamar. They use alif lam, okay, instead of the, T-H-E.
Sir, al means the.
The, yes, I said then. Okay.
And qat' means cut.
Yeah, for example, in other nouns, inshallah, we'll talk about them. In other nouns that they do not have alif lam, we put a kasra.
Yeah.
Okay? We put a kasra mostly, okay? For example, ibn. For example?
Ibn means son.
Ibn, son, yes? Or, for example, we say ikhtilaf.
Ikhtilaf means change.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Quran, you recite wakhtilafi layli wakh. You what? You join. You skip that alif hamzatul wasl. But when you read the word itself without any waw, okay, without any other letter, okay, you say ikhtilaf. You put a kasra.
Oh.
Yes.
Never it comes with vowel.
Yeah. So for example, we say inqilab. If you say one qilab, that's correct. But if you read the word inqilab only, you have to say inqilab with kasra.
One qilab.
Okay? So these are the examples of nouns. So remember that with articles, the words that have alif and lam, when you start at the word, you have to put a fatha. Okay? Now, for example, in Surah An-Naba, we said, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. Now, do not read an. Read an-Naba'i al-Azim, the rest. How do you say? So in the prayer namaz, you recite Surah Al-Hamd. How do you recite?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You do not say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ur-Rahman Ur-Rahim. You don't say this is wrong, okay? Because it is a word that starts with alif and lam, so you have to put a fatha if you start at the word. So you don't say Ilham Ulham, you say Alham.
But yeah. Sir, what...
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, the next session, inshallah, we'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the differences of these two Hamza. Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qad. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network, especially the students.
Yes.
Let's recite a salawat. We'll come back.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان